Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Well appreciated. We are USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Elon Musk, the owner of X and founder of Tesla and other companies, announced yesterday that his prospective mixed martial arts bout against Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will in fact be streamed live on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, with all proceeds going to charity for veterans. No date has been set for that fight, but the proposed location has been the UFC Apex in Nevada. Both men have allegedly been training. A Southern California teenager gets to see Taylor Swift in concert tonight because she made the right decision. Frances Sovillo took a chance and went to the Citadel Outlets in Commerce where they were giving away tickets.
They called my name, and I was like, there is absolutely no way. And the first thing I did after I went through the whole like ticket process was I called my little brother, who actually said no to coming with me to Citadel. And I was like, look what you missed out on. This is what happens when you don't hang out with your older sister.
On the same day Barbie passed its billion-dollar box office milestone, the other half of the viral Barbenheimer phenomenon blew past the half-billion-dollar mark. Since its release 3 weeks ago, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer has made $552.9 million worldwide. It's the highest-grossing movie set during World War II. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're at the crossroads of faith and culture with the author, educator, and broadcaster. My good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland, joins us now. Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed, Bill. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, always good to hear you. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about the criminalization that is running amok, you know, from our thoughts and words of misgendering. I mean, this is really just absolute madness, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, because it's an example of what some are calling compelled speech. I mean, when you, like yesterday, I was in a retail establishment and I saw a clerk who obviously was a male, mm-hmm. not terribly attractive male, because this male had on a wig and earrings and lipstick and was a very incongruous looking attempted female. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you see someone who is obviously a male and, you know, has all of the attributes of masculinity, but is insisting that you play into their delusion and call them, you know, something they're not. I mean, if misgendering becomes a crime, as half of millennials want it to be, this will be an example of compelled speech, mm-hmm. that people are going to be forced to acquiesce to what they know is not true.
Well, and that's the problem right there, see, is that words matter. And, you know, and you got to think back of where the idea of free speech came from. You know, we were talking about this earlier, Alex, that when you think about it, you go back to the garden, you know, the first offense and attack on free speech was Satan against God, was it not?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's like there are celebrities. There's a rapper named Charlemagne the God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, those of us who know the true and living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't in good conscience call anyone God. Mm-hmm. But it's like you so well allude to the Garden of Eden. Rather than acknowledge the true God, we want to be our own God. And in a way, I'm going to say this. Look, it's a free country in the sense that people have a penumbra. In legal parlance, Bill, it's a penumbra, a grouping of what are called natural rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But my liberty and my pursuit of what I deem to be happiness is not unlimited. My penumbra of rights begins to be truncated where your penumbra of rights begin. Because
right, exactly.
If we have this idea of militant autonomy, that my rights are unlimited, well, what if my pursuit of happiness includes stealing from you or, you know, or harming you? So,
right.
You know, we're living in a time where our mindset really is demonic, because Satan's MO was that he would not answer to God or reality or truth. He would be his own God and create his own reality. And that's what transgenderism is, creating one's own reality, then forcing everybody else to go along with that reality. And that's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
One last thought, let me just say this. And I say this with no animus towards anyone. I'm just saying this as a philosopher and theologian and a culture watcher and a history buff, but transgenderism is the ultimate form of moral relativism. It's saying, you know, God, you have no claim on how I behave. God, you have no say on what I am. And it is demonic. Transgenderism is demonic. Maybe somebody will sue me for saying that.
Well, the deal is that, look at why, it's what we said for quite a while here, Alex, and that is that the truth no longer is a defense. It's become an offense. It's offensive in a world that, you know, has disassociated itself from the source of truth. You know, this is what happens when you turn your back on God. You start seeing things according to your own ways. You make up your own religion or your own, you know, roads to satisfaction and everything else. And we've seen this happen time and time again. This is a story that keeps repeating itself. And it's amazing how it cycles in and it goes through a process. So here we are at this phase that is all a result of turning our back from God. And God in his grace and mercy is still allowing us time. And I imagine that there's probably some prophets out there like Jonah saying, God, just judge them already. And, you know, please do not send me to go and preach some sort of message of redemption to these people, because they're too knuckleheaded. They're too stiff necked. And why waste your time? But you see, we don't know. We think we know God, but we don't know God. God's in charge and his love is ultimate, and it's beyond our understanding. He doesn't, you know, he is so committed to his creation, Alex, that even at its worst, he offers his best.
God is so merciful. He really is. He really, mm-hmm. The Bible says that God is very patient, long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. Now some will perish, but it won't be because God didn't try to reach them and give them an opportunity. You know, even somebody listening right now, you know, everybody hearing this program, Bill, needs to know that Jesus Christ is as close by as a prayer. Billy Graham said this, God will forgive any sin, but he will overlook no sin. Because sin is that which brings death. Sin is ultimately that which tends toward non-being. Now, what that really means is this: there can be no sin in heaven, because the seed of death and non-being, that can't be in heaven. I mean, heaven is a place of life, truth,
exactly.
Righteousness,
mm-hmm.
And so God will forgive any sin we've ever committed, but we have to admit that it is sin, and we have to ask his forgiveness and turn from it.
Right. Well, my prayer is that people can hear our hearts, Alex, and what we're trying to share with them is, you know, is from the throne room of God. And this is that they will, you know, repent and they will, you know, come back to God and choose life. Because even though you may, with unbeknownst to yourself, have chosen death, it doesn't have to be a final sentence for you. As long as there is still breath in your very being, you have that opportunity to turn, you know, turn from the ways, as the Bible says, from your wicked ways. Humble yourself. Come to God. He's faithful. He will forgive you your sins and restore you in such a position that you thought was never imaginable. And let me say this, Alex, this is one thing that is consistent with everyone who has come to faith. We've all experienced that miraculous transformation, have we not?
Amen. Amen. Now, let me tell you, the new life that we have in Jesus Christ, that's the greatest experience anyone could ever have. For me, it started at age 21, and I'm not over it yet.
Amen. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Alex McFarland.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. Alex McFarland. We're at the crossroads of faith and culture. The author, educator, and broadcaster. We're talking about the, you know, the cultural implications and consequences of this postmodern culture that is ignoring or canceling God. You know, Alex, you know, here it is, just looking at the raw numbers of what, you know, church attendance looks like. It's quite dangerous. And it's also quite revealing. It helps us understand, you know, how unwired and chaotic the culture is. And, you know, and I see that, and I know you probably do as well, as you look at it as an opportunity. Because when people are drowning, it takes them a minute to figure out that they're drowning. And when they realize that they can't save themselves, then they're looking for people or some other resource, some lifeline that can save them, right?
Well, they do. I mean, people are spiritually hungry, and people are searching. I just wrote an endorsement yesterday for a book coming out by Josh McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've interviewed Josh before.
Yes.
He's just a great Christian leader.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's interesting how Josh has a book coming out that is kind of the basics of Christianity 101, whereas, you know, for many decades, Josh and myself and others, we've talked about defending Christianity. Well, there's a whole generation, they're very spiritually hungry, and they're asking you, well, what is Christianity? And, you know, defending it is one thing, but really we're kind of having to take baby steps back and say, well, mm-hmm. okay, here's what it is. Here's what Christianity says, that, you know, God loves us. But we're sinners, sin separates us from God. So God came down here in the person of Jesus Christ and paid for our sins. But in spite of the fact that the world seems very lawless, and we do seem to be in a state where a lot of foundation stones have been knocked out from underneath our culture, the family, marriage, morals, and now church attendance, we've lost a lot of ground. But, Bill, people are still human beings, mm-hmm. mostly. people want to know basically these things: acceptance, significance, security. Acceptance, do I fit in? Significance, mm-hmm. do I matter? And security, am I safe? Psychologists tell us that these are felt needs that everybody has. And acceptance. I mean, people feel alienated from family, from trusted friends. But here is the thing, and this is our opportunity. The greatest acceptance that anyone could know is that if they will turn to Christ, they'll be accepted by God. Mm-hmm. And they are significant enough. Romans 5:8 says God proved his love, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And secure, how is this for security? John 10:28 says nothing can pluck us out of Christ's hands. Mm-hmm. And so I really do think in a world that's lonely, isolated, fearful, I think we have maybe the greatest opportunity of our lifetimes, Bill, to share and proclaim forth the only true reality, the real reality. And that reality is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, and you look over, you know, as you said, and you and I've talked about this before, just in oral tradition, thousands of years of oral tradition. And, you know, and Josh, you know, we're talking about Josh McDowell earlier. You know, Josh proved, he set out to prove there was no God. I mean, he's in college, he's seeing all the Jesus freaks, and he goes, that's a bunch of bunk. And, you know, and he did the hard work. He did the due diligence. I mean, he wasn't just going to stand on ceremony and emotions. He has a little bit more intellect than that, thank God, and did his research. And as he researched, he realized, you know, oh my goodness, you know, Jesus died. You know, they put him in a tomb. Tomb's empty. Hello. You know, So the reality of these incredible events that have taken place, and then when you say, okay, well, what are the connections to all this? Well, we've got, you know, thousands of years of documentation and prophets saying this was going to happen. God said this was going to happen, and there is no other God on earth that tells you in advance what's going to happen. And we know that two-thirds of prophecy has been fulfilled 100%, or if you want to say 1,000%, you know, has been perfectly fulfilled. And there's probably roughly about a third more yet to be realized. Well, what are the chances that God's going to continue with that batting average?
God has a 100% track record in keeping his promises, doesn't he?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so you've got stories from Josh, myself, you, so many others who have come to realize that, yes, God is truthful. He is faithful. He says what he means. He means what he says, end of story. But the thing is that Satan is also aware of that. The evil forces are aware of it, and they don't want you in the club. They don't want you to realize that God has accepted you. Because it is, again, that lie that comes, you know, from the Garden of Eden that has, detracted his creation from our perfect fulfillment.
Well, I'm sure you'll remember the name F.F. Bruce. Does that name ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, huh? Yeah.
He was literally one of the greatest intellects of the 20th century. 4 degrees. He had University of Vienna, University of Aberdeen, Scotland, Cambridge University. I mean, nowadays, they just don't make academics anymore like people like F.F. Bruce. And, mm-hmm. and he once said that the evidence for the Bible is so much greater than the evidence for any other classical writing, the authenticity of which no one would dream of questioning. And he said, if the Bible had been a secular book, its authenticity would be regarded as, quote, beyond all doubt. And so what am I saying here? I mean, I could literally share 100 other names like F.F. Bruce, mm-hmm. Past and present. The Bible is the most trustworthy book in world history. And in the pages of Scripture, you find Jesus, who proved himself to be the Son of God by fulfilling prophecy, rising from the dead. And the Bible, again, the single most trustworthy book that has ever or will ever be printed. A lot of times it's so funny. I've interviewed 32 of the world's top atheists. I've sat down face to face with 32 atheists, and I said, okay, please disconvert me. And you know what was so surprising? And I'm talking emailing with Richard Dawkins, Michael Shermer. What surprised me was how uninformed these guys were about history, philosophy, archaeology, just the requisite knowledge base that anyone would need to have to even begin to call themselves educated.
Yeah,
and
really,
these are the Christopher Hitchens, probably the closest thing I ever to an atheist that I would call well-read was Christopher Hitchens. He was pretty conversant on a lot of subjects. But atheism is so far behind scholarship in coming to realize just how compelling the evidence is for the Bible and for Christianity. I'm talking, you know, logic, mathematics. In a world without God, we wouldn't even have math. We wouldn't have the laws of logic. So, what am I saying? It's real, folks. It's real. God loves you, and Christ is as close by as a prayer.
Right. That's a good point. Well, and this is why oftentimes, you know, you read that, you know, man comes up with their ideas and God laughs, right?
Yeah, for real.
That's just, yeah, you know, because the thing is that we're so limited. We think we want to know, we know so much. And what I found, at least in my interaction with atheists, is that they want a free will in the realm of the emotional. But when you get intellectual with them, it's too deep of water, you know. And I don't mean that disrespect, but it's just, come on, let's, like you say, I'm with you on that. Dr. Alex McFarland has been with us. You're awesome. Thank you, pal. Take care. God bless.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump and his legal team have until the end of today to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. A Republican congressman threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Chip Roy of Texas says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also said he does not want to give the agencies a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the death of George Floyd will be sentenced today. Tu Tao scheduled to be in court today to learn his punishment after being convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees planning to walk off the job tomorrow because they say the city is refusing to bargain with them in good faith. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Jeff Camp over there, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Great. Hi, Bill. I'm up on a mountain with my son and granddaughter taking our annual hike up Pinnacle Mountain in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, how fun is that? Wow. When you're up there, do you just feel that much closer to God? When I get on mountain peaks like that, it's just so majestic, you know?
It's pretty. We're overlooking a lake and the Arkansas River, but we are very sweaty because it's humid and hot. There was a price to pay to get up there.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So we'll talk quick. But we've got lots of things to talk about there. And I know that you had sent me. I wanted to talk to you about one of the pieces that you'd written about making disciples. And some people think, well, that was kind of an optional thing that maybe Jesus said. It was kind of a suggestion. But I don't read it that way. I think he was pretty emphatic and determined to say, look, go and make disciples of all nations. And why would our Lord ask us and direct us to do something that he knew maybe we couldn't accomplish? That doesn't make sense, right?
Not at all. But if you think about the meaning of the word disciple, it does start to make sense. Let's just kind of go back to the beginning that mankind got separated from God. Jesus came back to earth, and his whole mission, all of his teaching and healings, and, of course, his crucifixion and resurrection, was to bring us back to God so we can have relationship with him as we were intended to, with his presence in us. And, of course, we're much more loving and kind and forgiving and apologetic and righteous, more like God when we have him in us. So
Exactly.
That was the goal, right? And if being a follower of Jesus who lets him guide you is the goal, that's what a disciple is. It's basically a person who follows Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we know that to be loving to someone, you need to tell them about the most important thing in the world, and more importantly, you need to model the most important thing in the world, which is God's love has changed me. So if a disciple is a person who's following God and letting him live and love through him, and making disciples means let's show people, let's tell people, let's invite people, and then let's train people in how to know God, how to know his word, and how to become more and more like Jesus, which Romans 8:29 says the purpose in life is to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's our purpose is to be more and more like him. So the word disciple, there's people on.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, and I think what you're touching on here, Jeff, is you mentioned the garden. See, I think Jesus came to earth to remind us what the garden was like before the fall of man. Because before the fall of man, it was all about serving one another and serving God, right? And that's the purity of righteousness, the purity of God's intent, the purity of our mission that we have. You see, but we were given a choice. We bought into a lie. We bought into the counterfeit, you know, from the devil himself, the father of all lies. And here we are. We're in this constant repetition or recycling of bad choices. You know, when you are not choosing God and choosing to serve, then you're operating in the world's economy. God's economy is serving him and serving one another. And that's, I believe, is where we can achieve the ultimate contentment and the ultimate liberty that he has for all of us. But meanwhile, you know, we live, of course, here in America, you know, one of the richest countries in the land. And we're so consumeristic. We're all about stuff. We reject people for stuff, for things, Jeff. And this seems to be quite clear. So when you talk about, you know, going back to the garden and seeing that, I say, wow, you know, so much happened at that moment in time when Satan told Eve, surely you won't die. He didn't understand the fullness of his statement, nor what death meant. You know, we talk about it sometimes saying, well, death means separation from God. But it's much more than that, because it wasn't just them. It's us. It's all of us. And so now here we are trapped in this foreign land, fighting against our inner self, as you say, as a disciple of Christ. You know, like Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't, I do, you know, kind of thing. We're in this conflict, this ongoing conflict. But for God's grace and mercy, you know, we go, you know, one step at a time, right?
And Paul says that we are now more than overcomers through Christ. So, yeah, it's a battle. There's a spiritual battle. The enemy wants to keep deceiving. You were mentioning how many messages and the comforts of this world make us attach to these counterfeits that don't bring happiness. They don't bring satisfaction. You know, Satan said, hey, eat that apple. That'll really satisfy you. Surely you won't die.
Right.
But back to the main thing. The most important thing in life is that we humble ourselves and fully receive Jesus Christ so we can be a follower of his. A follower is a disciple. And he says, hey, then if you love people, you want them to live forever in heaven, and you'd like them to have the hope that transcends circumstances and the peace that can keep them calm when they're in the cancer fight, or, you know, they lose a loved one, or the world is spinning out of control. That's what a disciple has, because they're close to Jesus or following Jesus. So making disciples, hey, everybody, that is basically stay close to Jesus, follow him, know his word, and then love other people so well that they want to know, why are you different? Where did you get this hope? And maybe you can show them in the Bible that there's life in that living word. And as they get more trained, they're stronger and stronger disciples, you know? If I was a mountain climber and I found some great treasure at the top of the mountain, I would teach some other people to climb mountains too so they could get up there and enjoy it. That's the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, good point there. And you said it quite clearly. Jeff, you know, when you look over the fields as Jesus did, and said, you know, the harvest is ripe. It's ripe for the taking, right? And I know people right now are thinking, wow, you know, the country is crazy, all this politics stuff and going on. But, you know, people are seeking for answers. This is a time where, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, because people are looking for the answer. And you have that answer. As you said, you found the answer on top of the mountain. Why would you not want to share it? I mean, even the lepers, remember the lepers when they found all the booty and everything and everybody was starving and, you know, they were eating and everything. And then guilt came over them and said, hey, we got to go and let everybody know that look what we found, right?
That's right. If you find Jesus, you can't hold him to yourself. But I think some of us get fooled sometimes that Jesus is just kind of a temporary supply to make us happy enough to get us through the next crisis, as opposed to he is the treasure. He is the prize. His presence in us is the most important thing. And that that then means, wow, we have to share him with others.
Exactly.
Say by the way we live, which is love and truth and honesty and humility, caring and compassion, justice, and B, by sharing with them and being such a good friend that you talk through life's issues and everything to help them. That's helping people follow Jesus. That's making disciples, whether you travel to do it or stay right in your home or hometown.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, when you say share, some people say, well, if I share with Jeff, that means I get less. That's not God's, that's not the way God works. That's the way the devil works. The devil is limited. God is unlimited, right? So then this is what people need to get through their heads, is that in sharing, it's the way God presents this to us in his word, is that it's unending. It is a ongoing, constant flow of grace and mercy and blessings to us. It's not something just because, you know, Jeff got his share, so now I get less share, right?
It's a multiplier. It's not zero sum, as my dad used
right.
to say.
Exactly.
God is infinite, and his love is meant to be shared with everyone. There'll be only more if we do share.
You know, it's not like when we were kids and you took the extra helping of mashed potatoes, and I wanted that helping, right?
Yep, it's been good talking to you today, Bill. I hope that people feel encouraged to be followers of Jesus and help others follow him.
Well, let's wrap things up. Tell them where they can go for more information, and then I'll let you get and chase down the wind so you can cool off a little bit.
Well, a key to it is friendship, and you can go to menhuddle.com, menhuddle.com, or jeffkempteam.com, and you'll find some help there for being a good friend, level 5 friendship playbook.
Well, Jeff, enjoy the panoramic view and the time with the kids. God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Jeff Kemp, the one and only.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, up next for more information on the show and to follow up and read more of these great stories that she shares with us every week, because sometimes we just can't get to them all. You can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com and go to Sam's Corner. And it's all right there. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm moving. I'm kind of grooving.
Yeah,
you know, after the hip surgery and all, but I know, really, I'm telling you, I got I was telling Liz Peek this. I am amazed at this miraculous walker thing, this little, you know, aluminum contraption that you see all over the state of Florida, and I just think it's a modern miracle, you know, that you can use this thing, and it just relieves you of so much pain, and you almost can walk, you know, appropriately. So it's all good. But yeah, it's you know, getting through the process and, you know, feeling better, but you know, doing what we can and what we have to do. So it's looking up. So thank God. I mean, you know, the first day was a little rough, and you know, each day is less and less pain, and I'm looking at the tall buildings. I'm getting ready to leap over. So, you know, I think that's
interesting. Well, you sound great.
Well, thank you. Well, and I think it should encourage other people, you know, that, because you hear this. I mean, I family members, dear friends have had hip surgery, and, you know, and it sounds and looks so brutal, you know, because that's the other thing, too. You know, the hospital will send you a video of the, you know, of what goes on in the operation and everything, and you're going, oh, they're doing that, oh, that just looks like this is going to hurt forever, right? And,
yeah.
It's almost like pulling a tooth or something. I mean, it's so academic. It's just basic. They go in there and, you know, it's just it's a modern miracle. And people, you know, say, as I'm sure that I'll probably echo with them, that, you know, why didn't I have it done sooner? And I know part of the reason is that once you get to that point where it's so painful and you say, okay, I surrender, I'm going to do it. Well, you got, you know, it's like 3 months of doctor's visits and all the other stuff that you have to do in order, you know, before you get to the operating room to get it done. But anyway, my thanks to the staff and my doctor that just did an outstanding job, and, you know, and for everybody's prayers. I mean, gosh, that's the other thing, too, Sam, as you know, you just can't, you cannot help but feel, you know, the prayers of people. And, you know, especially, you know, this show, I mean, here we reach all around the world. You know, we have listeners in Russia, Australia, Japan. I mean, it's so awesome. And, you know, and they all are, you know, praying. You just feel so covered, you know. And anyway, I'm very, very, very grateful, thankful that all went well. And it was a routine surgery, although it did take a little bit longer because the arthritis in the hip was much more extensive than the doctor had originally inspected. But, you know, hey, but I'm all cleaned up, Mary. I'm good for probably another 25 years, they tell me. So we'll see.
Great.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's talk about your high school students. They rally together to cover a beloved teacher's wife's heart surgery. Woo. Wow. This is amazing.
That's great. So crazy. Guy has been.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go. I was just going to say, comment that, you know, in this time that we always hear about, you know, the young kids being so selfish and one deal done. I mean, you bring stories like this every week where it's the young people who are stepping up and reaching out. These are the kind of stories that we need to hear more of and be encouraged by because, you know, I think that kids are being maligned out there. There's a lot of misinformation, disinformation about these young people and their hearts and what they're doing in their communities, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is just one of many examples, like you said. But this is actually a teacher that has been a teacher for over 25 years. His name is Clayton Guy. He taught government and economics, which, you know, that can be kind of a brutal subject for some kids in high school.
Well, especially these days. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So this is Arcadia High School in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's been teaching there since 2004. And he's just always made, you know, a huge impact on those kids around him. And he comes in every day and he's positive and he's fun. And they noticed last year that he kind of just wasn't himself, you know. So like you said, like these kids, the kids these days are kind of special. They're just like, something's wrong. You know, he seems stressed. And
right.
They end up, you know, going to him and trying to figure out what's going on. They find out his wife has had major heart surgery. And that's why he had been in and out of class and, you know, why he wasn't quite his normal, you know, perky self.
Happy staff. Mm-hmm.
He was going to have to take time off to care for her. And they decide, you know what, even with, they found out, you know, even with insurance, this surgery could be very expensive. So they all got together and raised money for him. And most of the people donating were former students of his. So he has students from all these years, since 2004, you know, almost 20 years of being at this particular school, donating to him, and they raised over $10,000. They hit their goal recently, and I just think that's so great. You know, that's so wonderful to see people like see the need. It's, you know, as young people seeing the
right.
need in their teacher, and you know, you just like you said, you don't necessarily hear a lot of stuff like that these days. I really feel like these days it's very common practice for people to be compassionate. You know, you don't see people,
right.
like it's just, it is encouraged in this environment. And I think that's a change that is worth noting.
Well, I think
we
can thank God.
I
think we can thank God for that because that's the way God designed it. He put that in us. And when we respond to those natural instincts like that, everybody's blessed. And I mean, these kids, can you imagine the lasting impression that this will have on them? That they all came together as a community to support a beloved teacher for something like this. And for the teacher and the wife to have the support of the kids like this, whoo, man, I'm telling you, you know, it gets the tears running a little bit here, Sam. I got to tell you, you know.
Oh, it does, and you know, you can think about how the teacher is going to come back the next year, and how much he's going to know he's loved. I mean, he had to know he's loved before, but if he didn't know before, he knows
now.
Yeah,
wow.
And
exactly.
I think about all the other lives he'll be able to change and be motivated. You know, like he won't lose that light. It'll just shine brighter. After being so loved and supported by these wonderful students, so
okay. But let me tell you this though. But the true test though, Sam, is would you crawl for 3 days through a cockroach infested storm drain to rescue puppies?
You know, I was. You know, I was. I thought about this, and you know, so this woman down in Houston, she has spent the last 3 days along with a crew of people. Trying to rescue these there's a litter of puppies. It actually happened. They had people start reporting. They saw a litter of puppies crossing the street and lost sight of them, but they could hear the whimper still. So everybody knows they've gone into the storm drain. And this woman, Callie Clemens, she said she just couldn't sleep at night knowing there's puppies down there. There are, you know, there's no way for them to get out or survive on their own.
Exactly.
So far, the group has saved two of the lost litter, and there's still two left, which I'm hoping they can get to. But, you know, kind
of... And she's doing this, you know, in this drainage ditch, right? I mean, she's crawling, and it's hotter than blazes right now in Houston, right? So you got all the humidity, everything going on.
Oh my gosh!
This is well, bless her heart for doing so. We got two more to go yet. We wish her Godspeed and success. This next story is about a blind woman who asked for help and was told that's not my job. So then you got an officer step. Yeah, I mean I thought that was behind us, but you know it still lingers a little bit. That was something in the 80s and 90s. You know, it's not my job, But here we are.
It's like, no, it's not your job, it's an opportunity. Like, you know, thank goodness as other people don't think, the people in our previous stories don't think, that's not my job, it's not my job to help you. It's like, that's always a cop-out kind of comment, and that's actually how this story started. A commuter in the New Jersey Transit noticed that a blind woman had gone up to an employee there and asked for help, and the employee's like, that's not my job, you know, and... So that's when Officer Sean Gallagher walks over to assist her, and he's like, "What's wrong? And how can I help you?" And she's like, "You know, I need something to drink and I need something to eat. I'm starting to feel faint." And you know, she's trying to navigate this strange place. I can't imagine trying. That's hard enough to navigate one of those places when you can see. I can't imagine trying to navigate that when you're blind, because even if they have Braille on the signs, you've got to find the sign.
Exactly.
And figure out the distance of everything. And so, thankfully, kind officer went over, and he made sure she got her food and drink. So, you know, thank God for officers like that. But it is a shame.
And I got a sidebar, you know, with me with this hip surgery and walking around with this contraption and everything, people here have been so gracious. I mean, opening doors for me, offering to help. You know, it's just a really neat spirit, you know. He said, hey, it's not my job. Like, they just, you know, they feel sorry for me, you know, just watching me, you know, go through this stuff. And it's like, you know, thank God for them. This next one story you have is about a firefighter that risks his life to rescue a woman trapped in treacherous floodwaters. Tell us about that.
That's right. So this is Deerfield Fire Assistant Fire Chief Ben Clark. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time. He was looking at storm damage, you know, just kind of surveying the road. And suddenly in front of him, a vehicle, it plummeted down 15 feet into, like, it had been a creek. It turned into basically a raging river, a small raging river. And there was someone in the vehicle, and he immediately, you know, called for assistance. This is one of those things, where, you know, where it's just like, oh my gosh, it's God thing. It's a miracle that somebody was there at the right place at the right time. But he jumps down in there, and by that point, the water was already, like, brushing over the headlights of the car, and he was able to, there was a woman that was inside, and he gets her out. She's recovering well. They haven't identified her, but I'm sure that's always one of the scariest thoughts, is to be trapped in a vehicle like that and you can't get out.
Exactly. Right. And, yeah. You know, oh, my gosh. That gives me the heebie-jeebies, because I'm claustrophobic anyway, right? You know, so it's like, oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But again, it's another one of those, as you say, right place, right time, God moments that happen. And here you are telling us all about it. That's why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Have a good day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.